In Randolph County and for miles around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Rant Sparta means WHCO.
Hi, folks, on the go. It's 1-2-3-0.
It's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Real Country 1230 WHCO, time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning, I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Hope you're having a great day. I'm going to be talking today with two people about a solar field project that is being proposed for Randolph County. Mike Roth from Tenasca, an Omaha, Nebraska-based energy company, and Stephanie Martin with the Tilden Solar Project located right here in Randolph County. We'll be talking about the proposed project in just a few moments. We'll go ahead and get our break out of the way and come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. As I said before we went on break, we're going to be talking today with Mike Roth from Tenasca and Stephanie Martin from the Tilden Solar Project, talking about a proposed 150-megawatt solar field located near Tilden. And Mike, we'll start with you. How big of a project is this? What are we looking at as far as the supply side?
This would generate power for approximately 30,000 homes. So it's a large utility-scale project. You know, it's not something that you'll see on a rooftop, but it's also pretty benign, though. The panels will be set back off of roads and off of houses according to the county ordinance. The panels will sit on racks. The racks will sit on piles that are driven into the ground, and they stand no more than, you know, at the highest point, 12 feet tall, and they move very slowly and follow the sun throughout the day. And then at the end of the day, they move back and get ready for the sun to come up the next day. The ground is covered with, you know, in a vegetative state, meaning we plant, I'll just say we plant grass on the ground because we're required to do so with our stormwater permit to reduce stormwater runoff. And really, you know, 30 years from now, when the project is decommissioned and the land is returned to the landowner, the land is refreshed and ready to be able to grow crops again.
So you mentioned that these panels kind of turn throughout the day?
Correct. We call them single axis tilt, meaning they're on one axis. The rows will be north to south, and the panels will move, again, very slowly throughout the day because they'll follow the sun. They'll move, you know, east to west, and they'll very slowly move to follow the sun. At the end of the day, they'll move back ready to catch the sun the next day. It also allows us that if inclement weather is approaching, we can move the panels directly so they can be straight vertical so the face of the panel can avoid any, if there's a snowstorm, it can avoid any accumulation of snow on it. Or we can go full horizontal when we're out there mowing so we can get underneath the panel area and do that safely.
Okay. How many panels are we talking about again?
I don't know the exact number of actual panels, but like you said, we'll cover about 1,200 acres with panels, and they'll be based appropriately so that there's no shading. And, you know, I already mentioned the setbacks from the roads and residences according to the county ordinance that we'll follow. And the whole area will be fenced in so that we're, you know, we're protecting the public, but also protecting the project from safety issues, et cetera.
I know we already touched on it some, but there will be economic benefits to this project as well.
Correct. We will be paying tax dollars, and the tax dollars will go to the various county taxing entities. And we've done what's called an economic impact study, where we've asked a professor at Southern Illinois University to run an economic impact analysis and to study exactly what kind of taxes will the project be paying and where do those taxes go over the course of a 30 to 35-year project. like I said, we're over $19 million in local tax revenues, including over $350,000 a year to the local schools. And that's for the life of the project. So it's a significant benefit to the community construction jobs, which, you know, they're construction jobs, but they only last, you know, 12 to 18 months during that construction period. And then full-time jobs, we only have, I'm going to say, two individuals that will be working at the project full-time. But we are going to bring in these significant tax revenues into the community. We like to say, you know, we're bringing in these dollars, but we're not requiring, you know, you don't need to build an addition to your school because we don't have 300 employees. You don't need to build another fire station, et cetera. And then, you know, during construction, we're bringing in, you know, we will bring in people, and then folks from the local area will be constructing the facility, and they'll buy gas and they'll have lunch, and they will be a spark to the local community as well.
So it sounds like there's a lot of positives to it. In addition to providing power, considering a lot of the current power plants, you know, I mean, well, the one up at Baldwin is slated to stop operations as far as the coal fired in 2025. So, and then I guess the other one up there around St. Labore in 2035. So alternative things, and this seems to be solar and wind seems to be the two big projects.
Correct. There's a lot of demand coming from utilities and from large commercial industrial users to diversify their source of generation. And you know, going from coal to renewable sources such as solar and wind, and then being able to provide another, you know, bringing in gas to provide a consistent source when the wind's not blowing or the sun's not shining. But these renewable sources are becoming more and more in demand as the prices continue to fall on the technology and just the benefits they bring to the community in the clean production of electricity. It's, you know, really a win-win for the public, for the utility, for the community to be able to have a project like this.
Right, definitely. I'll tell you what, we got another break here. We'll take that real quick and come back and talk some more with Mike and Stephanie here on The People Speak right after this. Welcome back again, talking with Mike Roth and Stephanie Martin, the Tilden Solar Project. And Mike, we'll switch back to you because this takes a lot of work, and the two companies involved with this, I think, are Sol Systems out of Washington, D.C., and Tenaska out of Omaha, Nebraska. Can you talk a little bit about the companies?
Yes, thank you. It is important to note that, you know, again, my name is Mike Roth, and I'm with Tenaska, and we're working on the development of the project. Tenaska is headquartered in Omaha, Nebraska, and we're proud to say we're of our Midwestern roots here. We're one of the leading independent energy companies in the United States, and we have a solid reputation for developing safe and reliable projects. Again, we initiated the project back in 2019 with an interconnection request to MISO, who is the grid operator, and then starting to work with landowners on getting land options put in place. We're now working with Sol Systems really to make the project a reality. So Tenaska is the on-the-ground developer, and Sol Systems will construct and own and operate the facility for the long term. Sol Systems is a leading national solar energy firm with really established reputation of integrity and reliability across its development, infrastructure, and environmental commodity business. They've been a long-term owner and have really shown that they're committed to the project and, you know, want to be a good neighbor as we get into construction and the operation of. But it's also important to note that, you know, one of the key parts of the project like this is communication. And we go so far in the development phase to hire what we term as a local representative. That's Stephanie Martin in your office today. And we work with Stephanie to provide her the materials and the information that she needs to be able to communicate, you know, locally with folks when there are questions or concerns, or to dispense information that we have. So Stephanie's located locally. She has an office in Tilden and has a cell phone and email and website and on office hours that she can use to talk to people as required. Stephanie, can you give your information so that people know how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. So my phone number is 618-505-6069, and I can be reached at any time at that number. And my email address is stephanie@tildensolarproject.com. I can also be reached via email at any time. The local office is located in Tilden. It is the previous city hall.
Okay.
Next to the post office.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the office on Tuesdays from 1 to 5 p.m. and on Thursdays from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I can also be reached. We can set up an appointment if those hours aren't convenient.
So if someone had a question or they wanted to know something or get a little more information, they can stop in at those hours or contact you and make an appointment.
Absolutely.
And I think, Stephanie, you've had a good response so far with people stopping in and asking questions or just chatting. Is that correct?
Yes. I have a lot of people walking in. I'm always happy to see people walk in. When we first opened the office, I was by myself quite a bit, so I bought a plant. So I wouldn't be the only living creature. But no, we have people come in all the time now. I get a lot of phone calls. And then I'm also out in the community. I was out at the Grand American for a few days, just kind of walking around talking to folks. And then at various business meetings throughout. And then anytime we hold a meeting, we make sure that we use local businesses. So the printer down the road here, they did our t-shirts, which I'm proudly wearing my Tilden Solar t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Local restaurants, they provide any catering that we need. And then hall space. So that, I think, is one of the additional neat things about this project is their focus on the local. And
right.
Making sure that we're using local contractors and local businesses to help them along.
So you're including the local community in the project, in different ways.
Yes.
So what are we looking? I mean, we talked about the timeline earlier. We're looking at like getting the final approvals in at this point right now, or where are we at in the project?
So we are excited about the prospects in Randolph County for the project, and we did submit our permit application to the Land Resource Office and have started down that approval process with the county to the point that we have a public hearing date to review the application with Board of Zoning Appeals on August 23rd, and we're looking forward to that opportunity to present to the Board of Zoning Appeals, our project. And answer questions that the board has and staff has. And then the next step would be go to the full county board to receive approval for the project. Now that's just one piece, because we still need to get a number of other additional permits through the state and federal government. But it is an important piece to go through.
But the process is moving forward. I talked to our county commissioner, talked about that they are aware, and it's going through the processes. And seems what I'm hearing seems like there's quite a bit of support out there. Is that, Stephanie, is that what you're hearing?
Yes. Yes, we've had a lot of support.
Obviously, you're always going to have some that don't like change. But that's, without change, nothing happens. We go backwards.
So. We really think that the project is... It is good for the community. It will be, I've already mentioned the economic benefits, and we're trying to use the local folks to print T-shirts and hats. And when it comes down to, a 35-year operation of the facility, there are lots of needs that we'll have local contractors needing to do, from mowing the grass to fixing panels to, helping out in the project. So there's all sorts of opportunity for economic benefit, for jobs, as we go into the operation of the facility.
It looks like we're just about out of time, but any final thoughts you want to put out there as far as you mentioned the public hearing is set. When is that?
Yeah, public hearing is August 23rd at 7 o'clock in Chester at the courthouse. That's the Board of Zoning Appeals public hearing. We're looking forward to that. I just want to mention that we have had in our time in Randolph County and in Tilden and Sparta, we've had just fantastic reception from everyone, a lot of support from folks and businesses. We have heard from people who are not enamored with the project, and they're willing to sit down and talk with us about that. And we can hopefully relieve some of those concerns that they have. But in general, it's been the outpouring of support has been fantastic. And we look forward to being a long-term partner with the community and being a good neighbor.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks for being with us and filling us in on this. Stephanie, thanks.
Thank you.
Setting us up. And we will look forward to maybe talking to you again in the future as maybe we get construction started and things moving forward.
Sounds good.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. That will wrap things up. For The People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.